Was there any choice of menu for the patient?
No, not at all. There was no choice of menu for any patient in the hospital. We had what they called a bulk meals. The meals were cooked in the kitchen and brought up to the wards in trolleys. The ward sister was responsible for dishing out the food to the patients. And this was probably much better system than the present day system where you have prepared meals. Because if Mrs. Smith wasn't feeling very well that day, sister said, I think we'll just have some soup and pudding for Mrs. Smith, and or could give them a smaller portion if their appetite wasn't good. Whereas nowadays things come up in a tray and it's all presented to you, and sometimes the food, let's face it, is not very attractive. There's been a lot of problems with hospital foods, I think.
Was the food attractive in your day?
Well, we tried to make it as attractive as possible. But it depended on how it was presented at the ward level. It left the kitchen all right, but then at the ward level it was different. There was a lot of different theories. People who had cataract operations, for example, in these days had to lie flat on their back. They couldn't have anything hard, not even a tea biscuit, in case it upset their eye. But nowadays, come in for a cataract operation as an outpatient, more or less come in the morning and go home at lunchtime.
How did you mean about the food being differently presented to the patient from how it was when you prepared it?
Well, the thing is, when it left the dark kitchen, it was all in containers, and it was up to the nursing staff in the ward to then plate it. The what we called ward orderlies, were the ones that were mostly responsible for dealing with the food and also helping patients who weren't able to eat themselves. They would feed them, where again nowadays people are often given a plate of food, and if they don't eat it, too bad.